See It Tonight refers to the power of television primarily. Hear It Now means that you could have your radio on. Again, think about maybe the middle of the 20th century, in the 1950s and 60s. Radio was still ubiquitous in American society. It was very widespread. People had radios in their cars, and they had radios at homes that they listened to, particularly during the day. Often there weren't things on television worth watching in the early days of television, so people listened to programs on the radio, or they listened to news shows, interviews, soap operas, whatever it was. And so if news broke at, say, 2:30 in the afternoon, I will use President Kennedy's assassination in 1963. He was assassinated early in the afternoon, around 1 o'clock in the East. And so people often heard about it on the radio. Many people turned their television sets on. Now, for something as big as a presidential assassination, usually the networks would break away from whatever they were showing, and they would do news. But normally, for most news that you heard, if you were riding in your car and you heard something that afternoon, more than likely, when you got home that night, you would turn on your television for the 6 o'clock news. News, as now, then, on network television, was on at usually 6 and 7 o'clock, and then again at 11 o'clock. So people would hear about something in the afternoon, and then they would turn the television on that night to actually see it on the news. There might be film footage of a civil rights protest that they may have heard about, and they could actually see it. And it's hard for us to underestimate how important seeing visual images of historic events transformed the way that people thought about these events, the power that violence, for instance, can have to change people's minds about something. And so television transformed not only the way people got their news, but the way they thought about the world around them in the 20th century.